left off before Yontif on Vav on the days the Gemara quoted the machlokes between Amaroim, between Rabbi Yosar and Rabbi Yosef. If a get was written in Bavel, so the Gemara on Amaral quoted the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether Bavel carries to sell Bavel for Chutzlo, so we follow Rav. The Bavel is Keretz Yisrael. What does mean Keretz Yisrael? That became Lishma. If you're concerned about the what Rabbah brought up, that became Lishma, and about as far as what Rabbah said, Rabbi is like the Rabbah. Everybody holds from the problem of Kiyum Ashtar. So also, the Gemara, Hafilim Medina and Medina, that's what Tesis explains. On Vav Amar Aleph, the third Tesis on the top, the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel is Medina and Medina, but Bavel Klik the Boz, Medina, Moedish, Maldin, and Tzor. It's from one Medina to the other. Why is Bavel Keretz Yisrael? Also, just like in Eretz Yisrael, this Manshev is Migdash Ayikam, they used to be traveling around. Oyle Vigolim would be traveling around, and even after the Churban Abay is Kibin Dikabat the Dinim that are Kvuim, so the people are traveling around. That was the Gemara Dalan on the base. And Bavel also Kibin Dikam the Sifta. There are big yeshivas that people are traveling around, so they will be Bikim Lishma. Okay, so that's Mimakam Lamakam, Mimdina Lamedina, but Bavel is a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass like Rav that Bavel is Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Shaila is, what about me Bavel? Le'Eretz Yisrael. What if they send the gift is written in Bavel and it's delivered in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a machlekes on Amid Beis. So the Rabbi Avyosar sent a letter to whom? To Rav Chizda. Sholach le Rav Yosar, Rav Chizda, git dan boim sham lekan. You don't have to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. And the Rav Yosar was not so convinced that he was right. What was Rav Yosar's logic? Since the people going back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, traveling from the yeshivas, Mishkal Shkichi, so they will be able to make a Kiyum Ashtar. So you don't need any B'fan Echnim. Rabbi Yosef is not so convinced that Rabbi Yosef should be right. His mind is that the whole thing is irrelevant, because we paskin, the bottom Tosis says on Amid Aleph, B'kan Posek Rabbi Nitam. Dashta B'zman Hazeh, nobody's Kavua, everybody's Naidi. Minigolim is that the people don't stay too long in a neighborhood. They live in an apartment for a while, then they move to another apartment, so they never get to recognize the handwriting of any of the neighbors. So no one's Boki and Nechsimus, even Oso Shchuna, even two houses away. Oso Shchuna, Rashi explains, three houses in a row is called the Shchuna. Even Oso Shchuna, no one's Boki. So that's what Rabbah says. That's what we follow, Rabbah, who's a later Amor. And this Gemara is the earlier Amoroyim. So the days of the early Amoraim, they're speaking Machlekes Rabbi Yosar and Rabbi Yosef. What's the din? If a get is sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Mi Bavel, the Bavel Medina, the Medina Bavel, the din is like Rav. What about Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, I don't think this Rabbi Yosar is so reliable. He's not such a knowledgeable person. He once sent a letter, and he quoted a pasuk. He thinks Man Leim Alon the Rabbi Yosar Basamchu. Who says that he's so reliable? He once sent a letter and quoted a pasuk, and he didn't know a din that whenever you quote a pasuk, you have to put sirtu. So the Gemara says that's an obscure din. So just because he didn't know the din doesn't mean that anything else that he says is not reliable. Maybe you never heard of that din. Okay, that's a din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Shtayim, and the Gemara has a machlekes. Rabbi Yitzchak is an amoira against the brisa. Machlekes satana and an amoira. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Stein kosm, shalosh ein kosm. You're permitted to write two words in a row from a pasuk, but you're not allowed to write three words in a row without making sirtut. And the brisa is more makel. The brisa, b'masnita tonu shalosh kosm, arbein kosm. You can write three words in a row. That's not considered the beginning of a quotation from a pasuk. But to write four words in a row from a pasuk, for that you have to have sirtut. You can write four words. You can write bereshis, v'ha'aretz hoisa. Bereshis v'chulei, v'horetz oisa v'chulei, v'yomer v'chulei. You can write four or five words, as long as you don't write four or five words in a row. If it's not in a row, then it's not a problem. How do you know that that's so? That's the Gemara in Yevamos. This long tesis appears in a few places. It appears in Menachas, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. And it also appears here, Rabbi Kivega tells you, Lokan Saito Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So one of those two Tosfos, and the Tosfos quotes the Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos has the text of the Shtar Chalitza. A woman lives in a neighborhood, the husband dies and he left no children, so she needs chalitza. She has the chalitza. And then she wants to remarry later. So how does she prove that she took care of the chalitza? Not everybody was present at the time. But she's going to say that she took care of the chalitza. You say, Echad is Nema. But she's Beches Kasisa. We know that she was married. She lives in the community. She know that she was married. We know that she never had any children. Everybody knows the story. You know, the husband died. And not everybody was present when she did the chalitza. So not so many people know she did the chalitza. So how does she prove later on? So she'll have two witnesses that were present. Yeah, what if the two witnesses moved to Medina Sayyam? What if the two witnesses died? So how's she going to prove that she had the chalitza taken care of? So that's what the Gemara raises. The same question over here by Get. If you're going to follow Rav Loza's opinion that Eide Nesira are needed, Eide Chasim are not needed, so how's the woman going to be able to prove later on that she was divorced? So the Gemara says that's why they gave an Eitzet Tovah. Sheyu Eidim Chos Malaget Mepnei Tikkun Olam. We always recommend, that's the Mishnah, we always recommend the Eidim should sign that she should have a document that should serve as evidence that she was divorced, even according to Rav Loza. So here also the Gemara says, yeah, but what are you going to have Eidim Chasim over here? There's nothing to write Eidim Chasim. Who's going to write a shtar? So the Gemara says the Bezin should write a shtar. Bezin has a right. Bezin has the authority to write a shtar without Das HaMeschayev. Normally a shtar has to be authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, and otherwise we passel it, we declare that it's Mipiyam, Elohim Tiksovim, unless the Bezin authorizes the writing of the shtar. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, that when Bezin authorizes, if a person admits that he owes money in the presence of a Bezin of three, so the Bezin can authorize two Edim to write a shtar. If a person admits that he owes money in the presence of only two Edim, so then the Edim can only write a shtar that he admitted that he owes the money, Reuven owes the money to Shimon, if Reuven authorizes them to write a shtar. If he doesn't say Kisvu, if he doesn't authorize it, then it'll be Mipiyam alone in Piksel. But if Bezin, if Hoide Bechnei Shloisha, the Bezin can authorize the writing of the shtar, even though the one who was Moida never authorized it. You don't need Das HaMeschayev. So that's what the Gemara says. The Bezin always has the right to authorize the writing of the shtar chalitza. That's where our minig is. We have a minig that after the get is given, so the rabbi who was misadar the get takes it back, and the rabbi puts together a Bezin, and the Bezin authorizes the writing of a p'tur. It's called in Yiddish a p'tur. That's a shtar maisa Bezin, that the Bezin ascertains the fact that the woman was Nesgar Shukidin. So that's based on this Gemara in the end of Yivam. So part of the chalitza is l'chatchila, you have to have chalitza samano, you have to take off the shoe, that's ma'akev, that's the part that's ma'akev b'yev. Then you have to do the spitting, that's a machloike satanayim, if that's ma'akev b'yev. And then you have to have the kriyas ha'psukim, it's also machloike satanayim, whether that's ma'akev b'yev. So we pasken that the only thing that's ma'akev is the chalitza sasamo. The rikika is not ma'akev and the kriyas ha'psukim is not ma'akev. But when the Bezin writes the p'tur, so they write that we did everything. We did the kriyas ha'psukim, and we did the Rikika, and we did the Chalitza Sandal, everything was done properly. So when the Bezin writes that they had the Yivama say, Mein Yivami Lahakim Yochim Shem Yisrael Lo Yoba Yabmi, that's a whole pasuk. Mein Yivami Lahakim Shem Yochim Lo Yoba Yabmi, it's a whole bunch of words there. And he says, Luchafatfi Lakachta. So you write a whole story over there. So the Gemara says, it's a problem. Are you allowed to write this without Sirtut? See, in the Masoras HaShas, they should have given you a cross-reference over here. They don't give you. Masoras HaShas only gives you a cross-reference if you have the exact same expression. So the expression doesn't appear over there. You know, the Gemara there doesn't quote the Masnita Tono, Sholosh Kos, Marben Kos, and doesn't quote Rabbi Yitzchak, but it's talking about the topic. It's talking about the exact same topic, whether how many words do you have to write from a pasuk, a quotation from a pasuk, in order to have sirtum. So the Gemara says that they would write that the Yavama said Mayain Yavami Vigaimer Ad Lakachta. They don't if you write Lochafati Lakachta, so you put three words in a row. So you should avoid writing three words in a row. Two words in a row is okay, and three words in a row is a machloikas and ardav. So this topic is discussed over here and it's discussed over there, and Yavama is Daf Kuvavim base. If you look in the Rambam, it's a stira. Here in the Ayin Mishpat, or his base, on Davav and the base, They give you a marmokim in Perek Zayin Hilchas Sefer Torah and in Perek Dalin Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza. So the Kesef Mishnah points out. So Stira and the Rambam. There in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, the Rambam says it's a problem to write three words in a row. Lo chafatzti lakachta is already a problem. So you write, and we had the Yavam say, recite the pasuk that he's required to recite, starting from the word loy through the word lakachta. Such a long statement. It would be easier to write. We had the Yavam say, lo chafatzti lakachta. But you're not allowed to write that. If you write that, then you can write it, but then you're going to need the sirtut. So in order to avoid the sirtut, so they write, we had the Yavam recite what he's supposed to recite from the Chumash, starting from the word loy through the word lakachta. There's only one word in between, lo chafatzti lakachta. So there the Rambam says that sholosh ein kosvim. There he writes like Rabbi Yitzchok, shtein kosvim, sholosh ein kosvim. And Hilchas Sefer Torah, he writes otherwise. He writes like the Pimas Nita Tana. He writes what it says in the Braisa, the Sholosh Kosvim, Arbein Kosvim. Normally when you have a machlekes, how can I say a machlekes? Normally when you have two opinions, you have a Braisa says one way and a Amora says the other way. So we assume the Amora made a mistake. He wasn't aware of the Braisa. Like over here, Rabbi Yitzchok says one way and the Braisa says the other way. So he's not right. Al pi pashtus. That's why the Rambam paskins like the Braisa. Tosfos says over here, no. Ba'aloch is g'dolos posik Rabbi Yitzchok. Here he says, the halachas gedolos paskin like Rabbi Yitzchok. Afagav de palagam asnita. Even though he disagrees with the Braisa, how come? They are there hoya sheino iker. Rabbi Yitzchok knew, not that he wasn't aware of the Braisa. He was aware of the Braisa and he knew that the Braisa was not correct. This Braisa doesn't appear in the Tosefta. The Gemara says any Braisa that doesn't appear in the official Tosefta that was edited by Rabbi Raboshia, he can't ask any kashas from it because it may be that it's Mishabeshna. Maybe that the Braisa is not correct. So that's what Tosefta says over here in the name of the Halachas Gedolos. The Rabbi Yitzchok was aware of the Braisa, not that he made a mistake. Yitzchok knew the Braisa and he said we shouldn't follow it because it's not correct. It's this Braisa does not appear in the Tosefta of Rabbi Raboshia. If it would have been Tosefta, there would have been Mitzayna on the side. So obviously this Braisa is not an Tosefta. So that's a Shaila had a pass.
The Bahag, Maimony on that Rambam, mm-hmm. Right, so that's a Tosefta. Really the Rambam, he proves why the Rambam has to say Rabbi
Yitzchok. Okay. That's how does it say in the new editions now? They assume also like the Hagos Maimony?
No, they write the regular Girsa, but then on the bottom, like this, Maimony proves the whole paragraph why the Rambam himself can't say that.
Okay, that's a question. Yes, so here there's a famous topic that Tosis discusses. There is a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, but the Gemara says that it sounds like from the Gemara, Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need Sirtut, only Mezuzah needs Sirtut. Then the Gemara says, Mezuzah is also a Machlokes, where they need Sirtut. Kitanoi, the Gemara says it's a Machlokes Hatanoi. But the way the Gemara starts off and the conclusion is that is correct. Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need Sirtut, and Mezuzah does need Sirtut. So this is Tosis Kasha. How can it be? What do you mean, Sefer Torah and Tefillin don't need Sirtut? Even if you write three words or you write four words, you need Sirtut. Whenever you send a letter and you quote a pasuk, you need Sirtut. How can you say that Sefer Torah and Tefillin don't need Sirtut? It's a Pella. So the Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a fantastic shtikel Torah. So do tzvei dinim, two different dinim. When the Gemara says over here that you need sirtut, even if you're quoting a pasuk in a letter, in a private letter, in the middle of an Igeres Shlomim, you quote a pasuk. So Rabbeinu Tam says you don't need, let's say you're quoting a pasuk that's a long pasuk, it's going to take up two or three lines. So you don't need sirtut on both lines or on all three lines. When the Gemara says there in Menachos that mezuzah needs sirtut, means it's aloch l'moshe misina. Mezuzah needs sirtut and Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need sirtut. So the Rabbeinu Tam says mezuzah needs sirtut al kol shura v'shura. And when it says that tefillin do not need sirtut. It means you don't need al kol shura b'shura, but you still need this din from our Gemara. And Agamar it says you need sirtut. It doesn't mean akol shura b'shura. So what does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Tam has two versions. So first he says, V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, if you take a look in the Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis, about 20 lines in, 25 lines in, it says, Menachas Daf Lamed Beis in parentheses, then it says, Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, so 4 lines after that. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, the Tfilin Laboy Sirta Rakol Shita V'Shita, Avalos Sirta Tachas Lamayla because of Tachta V'Kama Shita. He says, our Gemara that requires whenever you quote a pasuk, you need sirtut. So the Gemara just means to say, you don't need sirtut akol shita v'shita. You just need one sirtut on the top line. So that tefillin will require also. Once you have a sirtut on the top line, so most people will be able to write the other line straight. The Zuzah is a special halach al Moshe Messina that you need sirtut akol shita v'shita. When you get to the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos is working. How did Rabbeinu Tam come up with such an einfall? Ashtikl Torah. Fantastic. That's Rabbeinu Tam is always like that. But not a space. No, because he had that. See, one is a kasha. Our Gemara says, whenever you quote a pasuk in a private letter, you need sirtut. So how can he say that tefillin don't need any sirtut? That's impossible. So the yodam that you can say, kach ne'emar halacha Moshe Messina. You're not allowed to make sirtut on tefillin. That's what the Tosfos says in Soto. That's the one that's missing. Okay. In Soto, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. You have the same parallel Tosfos in Menachas Lamed Beis and in Soto Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And each Tosfos adds on slight shades of difference. So the Tosfos in Soto Yud Zayin Amud Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam is saying when the Gemara says there in Menachas Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that tefillin don't have sirtut, it means that you're not allowed to do sirtut. Period. A svar that it passels the tefillin. If you make sirtut on the tefillin, it passels the tefillin. We don't follow that Rabbeinu Tam. So we do have a seita. Oh. Here, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Vav Amud Beis regarding the Shaila, whether you paskin like Rav Yitzchok or you paskin like the Braisa, Shtein Kosvim, Shalva Shein Kosvim, or not, fine. He goes on writing three or four words with Tzufim. That's how Tosfos adds on the word with Tzufim. It's obvious like that. Because he can write, we had her recite Mayain till Lo'ova Yabmi, till Yabmi. You write Mayain, Yadmi, and you had the Yavams recite Lo till Lakachta, Lachafatsi Lakachta. So you already wrote 4 words. But the 4 words are not Ritzufim. You write the Goymer in between Mayain and Yadmi, and you write the Goymer in between Lachafatsi Lakachta. You write Lo, the Goymer, Lakachta. So you're writing 4 words, but you're not writing 4 words that are Ritzufim. That's obvious. That's what Tosfos adds on. So then Tosfos says, Tosfos has a hechrech from a Gemara that you're not allowed to do sirtut on tefillin. Zuzat tzichus avlo tefillin. Near the hachi hilchus the Gemara, but the ain lo lesar to tefillin. You're not allowed to. So halacha l'moshe misin that you're not allowed to be mesar to tefillin. We don't follow that opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simel Amud Beis, in hilchus tefillin, they have all the dinim of ksidus at tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over there that the common practice is that we do sirtut on every line because Tosfos says if the Sefer doesn't know here in our Tosfos in Gittin Avav Amud Beis the three narrow lines before it becomes wide emein ha-sefer yochel lichtiv yofer b'lo sirtut tzorch l'sata kol shita v'shita mishum zekele v'yan vei. Tosfos is talking about a Sefer Torah. They're not talking about tefillin. Tefillin, there's room to argue the point and say that there is no zekele v'yan vei because nobody sees it anyway. The Sefer Torah you're going to read from. So that is an inyan, or the tefillin zekel, or the talis zekel. So the Gemara says that I apply zekel me'anvei even on the tikshel tefillin, even on the tikshel talis. So that's something that people see. But the parsha of the tefillin, since it's all sewn up, So nobody sees it. So there's room to argue the point and say that there is no din. That's what Tosis points out over here. There is no din of Zakeh Levi'an Ve'yu. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes those of Rishonim and say not so. That even on the tefillin, where it's sewn up and nobody sees the parshiyos at all, just once every couple of years, the Sefer opens up the batim to check the tefillin. So we're still machmed that you need Mishum Zakeh Levi'an Ve'yu. So the Mishnah Berurah says the common practice is that we have sin that are called Shita V'Shita. So the Tosis in Saita suggests otherwise, that you're not allowed to. When the Gemara says in Menachas Taflam and Beis and Beis that tefillin, you don't have sirta, means that you're not permitted to do sirta. Yeah. How did Tosis? What was the hechrich to say like that? So they explain what it is. Because the Gemara there in Menachas Taflam and Beis starts off like this. And on base on the Gemara starts off the simple reading of the Gemara that a Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not need Sirtut, and Mezuzah does need Sirtut. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha. We have a Braisa that says Sefer Torah Shabbola, if you have an old worn out Sefer Torah and you can't use it, it has so many mistakes it's not even worth correcting. So you put it in the Shemus. Are you permitted to cut out the Parsha Shema V'Hayom Shema Kadesh V'Yaki V'Yachot to use it for Tefillin? Or let's say I cut out Shema V'Hayom Shema to use it for mezuzah. Is that permissible? So the Gemara quotes a braisa that's not allowed because Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marim. The highest level in Kisvei HaKodesh is Sefer Torah, and slightly lower than that is the Tefillin, and slightly lower than that is mezuzah. And the Rambam explains that the Kedusha of the Kisvei HaKodesh is in accordance with how many Pesukim you have written. So the mezuzah only has Shema V'Hayom Shemaya. The Tefillin have Dalet Parshiyos, and the Sefer Torah has all many more Parshiyos. Those Dalet Parshiyos plus many, many more Parshiyos. So the Mele, if you're going to take a Sefer Torah converted into Tefillin, or take a Tefillin converted into a Mezuzah, or take a Sefer Torah converted into a Mezuzah, that'll be a violation of Malam HaKodesh V'Lo Marid. So it's better to leave the Sefer Torah in the Shemus, just to bury it, rather than to salvage what can be salvaged, take out Shema V'Hayom Shema to use it as a Mezuzah, so that you're not allowed to do. That's a violation of Marid. Sure. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why does the Braisa say that it's a violation of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin? That's why you can't change the Sefer Torah into Mezuzah. That's why you can't change Tefillin into Mezuzah. You can't change it into Mezuzah anyway, because you just said in Amar Aleph that a Mezuzah needs Sirtut, and the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin don't need any Sirtut. So the Sefer Torah and Tefillin probably have no Sirtut, and the Mezuzah needs Sirtut, so of course it's no good. Of course you can't switch it. So the Gemara says Tanoihi, it's a machlekes ha-tanaim, whether mezuzah needs sirta tana. Not all the Tanaim agree. So that Braisa that gave the explanation that the reason why you cannot convert a Sefer Torah or a Tefillin into a mezuzah is because Maridim obviously thinks that a mezuzah doesn't need any sirta. So therefore that wouldn't have been a problem. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. Why did the Gemara have to answer Tanoihi, it's a machlekes ha-tanaim? And that Braisa follows the opinion that even a mezuzah doesn't need any sirtut. So he says, why don't they give a simple teretz? We're talking about a situation. I have a Sefer Torah, I have tefillin. And even though the din doesn't require that you do sirtut, we're talking about a case where you did sirtut. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer is a raya that a Sefer Torah and a tefillin do not have any sirtut. Why not? So Tosis says because it's usa to put sirta tefillin, it's usa. The Braisa that talks about tefillin, so they say it's usa. That's what Tosis says over there. In Sirta Daf Yud Zayin base, it's usa and it'll pasal. According to one opinion of Tosis, that's the halachah Moshe Messina. That on mezuzah you need sirta, and on tefillin you're not supposed to have sirta. That's how they write. That's not the accepted opinion. So our Tosis doesn't. Our Tosis and the Tosis of Menachos do not write like that. Our Tosis says a different explanation why. Why didn't the Gemara say that you're talking about Bimis or Totem? Here, take a look. Uparich. Chemashma Bakemis Rabba Daflam and Beis. That's in Tosis, around 30 lines into our Tosis. Avavam and Beis. They're saying that would appear. Well, they have the Yom Rabbi in a time where Rabbi Kibega has this. Rabbi Kibega has two tziyunim on our Tosis. So the second tziyun, the Yom Rabbi in a time, they ain't lasarta tefillin kol shita v'shita. You shouldn't put sirta. Why? As it says in Yerushalmi, kol apatam and adava v'yaseh nikra hediot. Yeah, where is that? Tosis, the way it's printed, it says Kidyama Alobi Yerushalmi, as it says in Yerushalmi, connection with this din. Yerushalmi is not a connection with this din. Yerushalmi, it's in, it tells you where it is on the side. It's in Perek Aleph and Shabbos Halacha Beis. That's on a different din. That you're not allowed to not allowed to start eating dinner before you daven mincha. So what if you did start eating dinner? So it says in the Mishnah, Mischilei Mafsikin. If you did start to eat dinner, then you don't have to be mafsik in the middle in order to daven mincha. So what if they started eating? If you, the Gemara says, when you wash until the dime, that's called Hascholas Hasuda. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So what if they wash until the dime? Then the fellow reminds himself, hey, I didn't remember, I didn't daven mincha yet. So does it constitute a midas chasidus to, well, he'll say hamoitzi first. Not to be mafsik in between until the dime and hamoitzi. Fine. After hamoitzi, after he swallows a kazayis, would it make sense as a midas chasidus to daven in the middle of the meal? So Yerushalmi says no, because kalapatam anadol yaseh nikra hedya. If it's mutter to eat, it's mutter. There's no midas chasidus. That's what Yerushalmi says. So Tosfos quotes that passage. Then the Yerushalmi says the same is true regarding achasen. The Mishnah says achasen is pata from reciting kriya shema. So what if the chasen wants to volunteer? He recites kriya shema, a midas chasidus. Yerushalmi says no, he's pata from saying kriya shema, so there's no midas chasidus. That's what the Yerushalmi says there. So the Yerushalmi doesn't have it in connection with this din of putting sirta. So this is a misprint in Taisus. Taisus, Ein l'sarta tefillin kol shita v'shita kidyama alo b'Yerushalmi, as it says in Yerushalmi, connection with this din. It's not kidyama alo b'Yerushalmi, it's kidyamina b'Yerushalmi. It's not on this din. Kol ha'patam aradav v'yaseh nikra hedya. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This Yerushalmi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch about sitting in the silken when it's raining. So it doesn't make any sense to sit in the silken when it's raining.
When do we say
a Yeshmoy's car to Shayin of the Fish of the Isa? All the Rishonim, that's a very strong kasha. In Bava Kamma, on Daf Peches, the Gemara talks about the concept. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes Hatanai, where the Summa is Pata Mikola Mitzvahs or not. So there's one version of the Tana Rabbi Yudah that the Summa is Pata Mikola Mitzvahs. And the other version is that even Rabbi Yudah never said it, but the Chacham for sure don't hold like that. So what if a Summa volunteers? So the Gemara says he will get schar, just gets less schar. Gemara has a machlekes, but the Gadol HaMitzvah V'yaseh, Mishenim Mitzvah V'yaseh, Gadol Mishenim Mitzvah V'yaseh, Mishenim Mitzvah V'yaseh. They just argue who gets more schar, the one is the Mitzvah V'yaseh, the one is Zeinim Mitzvah. So the maskana is that the Mitzvah V'yaseh gets more schar. So all the Rishonim ask, you shouldn't get any schar at all. You should say he's Nikra Hedyot, he's an idiot. Hedyot is an idiot. Why, what is he, what is the one is pata? Why women volunteer to do mitzvahs as Shazman Grama and the Summa volunteers to do all the mitzvahs? What does it make sense to volunteer? If you're pataman adava yaseh nikra hedya. So the Meiri there collects it in Bava Kamma, Perek HaChayil, it collects all the different Rishonim and talk about it. Basically what they answer, the Magen Avraham quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this topic from the Rishonim in Hilchos Sukkah, when it says, kol pataman adava yaseh, sitting in the Sukkah when it's raining. So the answer, it depends, basically what it boils down to is it depends, is there a kiyum ha-mitzvah or not? If you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, so there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. But if you're going to do sirtut on tefillin, which don't require sirtut, so then there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. So we just shifted the question. So how do you know when there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah? How do you know when there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah? So that's what the Rishonim work on. That's what the Rishonim try to figure out. It's not so clear. They say whatever the mitzvah is done in order to teach you some moral, ethical, or religious principle. So every mitzvah is to teach you some moral, ethical, or religious principle. Where do you have a mitzvah that's not to teach you some principle? The kasha is better than the answer. The Rishonim don't give the Magen Avraham, but the Rishonim don't give a clear cut answer. So here Taisus here and Taisus and Menachah says not the way it says in the Taisus and Seita. They say that they probably didn't do sirtut on the tefillin, because if tefillin doesn't need sirtut, the fellow would be a hedyot that he should do it. And they prove that the Bavli holds like Avichay Mashma Bakoymitz Rabba. First, the Rabbeinu Tam says it based on Yerushalmi, that whenever you don't need sirtut, it does make sense to do sirtut. Because kolapot manadav yaseh nikra. Then he wants to prove that the Bavli agrees with that also. So he says, Avichay Mashma Bakoymitz Rabba, Menachos Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Tefillin ain't tzichin sirtut. Tefillin do not need sirtut, and mezuzah does. The parach ma'ariv tanya says, if Torah shebalu tefillin shebalu, ain't ice ma'am mezuzahs, v'shem aridim. If not for the problem of maridim ha maridim, if not for that problem, osim, there wouldn't be it would be okay. So Gemara asks the kasha, I v'ha mezuzah boi sirtut. U'mishani tanoihi. So machalikis ha-tanoim, whether mezuzah needs sirtut, then that brisa that says the reason why you can't convert tefillin into mezuzah is because of maridim, is of the opinion that mezuzah doesn't need sirtut. So Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara give an answer? We're talking about tefillin, that are mesurtotim. Midalam, mishani hocham askenim, be mesurtot, mash, medein regilis, and sartei klal. Lo sefer Torah, ve lo tefillin. They never did it. Why? Because kolapatam anadav, hainam ishim, the nikra hedyut. Kolapatam anadav, he doesn't want to be an idiot, that's why he's not going to do it. The Tosfos in Sota suggested differently, that it'll pasal a tefillin. That's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That tefillin don't have sirta means you're not allowed to do sirta. If you do sirta, it'll pass. That's what Tosfos says, yeah. And the Sefer Teferis Yankif on Gittin, on this Tosfos, he points out that Leolam, he could have given a different answer to the Kasha. What does it help him? Mr. Totem. But if he wrote a pair of tefillin, he wrote a Sefer Torah and he made sirtut, and halacha doesn't require sirtut for Sefer Torah for tefillin, he did it anyway, so he can't say that sirtut is considered lishma. L'chayre, what's the din? If mezuzah needs sirtut, does it mean that the sirtut of the mezuzah has to be lishma? Or just that you need sirtut, it doesn't have to be lishma? So that's a question in Yerideya. Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page in Yerideh in Hilchas Mezuzah, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you need sirtut, so Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Bach that the sirtut needs lishma, and if he didn't do lishma, he thinks it'll be possible. So the Teferis Yankiv points out, Teferis Yankiv thinks like that. He thinks like the Bach. Teferis Yankiv was an original thinker. He just mows everybody down. He doesn't. He's not goris achrayim, not goris vishayim. He just says what's on his mind. So he ignores what everybody says. All the time like that. So he says over here, why did Tosfos ask the kasha? Why don't you say that it's been mesutotim? Midalai mishan hach maskinim been mesutotim. Mashma dein regilus l'sarte klal lo sef tarv lo tefillin. Why? So Tosfos says that because it'll pass lo tefillin. Here they say because nikra hedi. He says no. He has a different answer. Why? Li'olam was mesutotim, but the sirtut was made l'shem sefer Torah, l'shem tefillin, not l'shem mezuzah. So that's not called l'shma. It's only called the Shema if you need sirtut. So if you make sirtut on a parchment that you're going to write a mezuzah on, that's called sirtut l'shma. Make a sirtut where you plan to write a tefillin, or you plan to write a sefer Torah, so that's not called the Shema. So Tosfos obviously thinks that you don't need sirtut l'shma. Otherwise, what was the whole kasha? Medloi mishani hachmaskinim b'mesutotim. No, if you say b'mesutotim, so it's not l'shma. So Tosfos obviously thinks, even if you hold that you do need sirtut by mezuzah, the sirtut doesn't have to be l'shma. A goy can make the sirtut also. A cotton can also make the sirtut. It doesn't have to be done l'shma. It can be made l'shem tefillin, even though tefillin does need sirtut, and you're going to use it later on for mezuzah, if not for the issue of maridim. And according to the Bach and the Tiferes Yankov, are disagreeing with the Balei Tosfos. They hold that the hechrich is not a hechrich. They hold the Bach and the Tiferes Yankov, they're disagreeing with the hold that if mezuzah needs sirtut, that's how we pass. And Hilchasa, the Gemara first says there's kitanoi, there's a tanu who disagrees. And then the Gemara comes to the maskana, we pass like the opinion on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that tefillin do not need sirtut. And mezuzah does need sirtut. So Tosfos clearly holds that sirtut does not have to be done l'shma. Does not have to be made l'shma. So there was Tosfos is bothered with one kasha. How can you say tefillin don't need sirtut? Agamar says even if you're quoting a pasuk and a letter, you need sirtut. So the Yerlam, what could have answered the kasha simply by saying tefillin don't need sirtut is a separate halacha l'moshe m'sina. One opinion in Tosfos there in Sota was a tefillin, if you put sirtut, it'll pasul it. That's the halacha l'moshe m'sina. It'll pass. I seem to remember that Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim was makbid to have tefillin written without any sirtut, but dafka not to have sirtut. Mishnah Berurah says that our common practice is we make sirtut up called shita v'shita. So he was choshish for this opinion of Tosfos and Sota. So he didn't do sirtut up called shita v'shita, because according to the Tosfos and Sota, it'll pasul it. So again, that kasha,
even if the sefer is only doing it for zekid imavayu.
Yeah, that's how Tosfos suggested. The tefillin ain't sirtut means that you're not allowed to do sirtut, not just that you don't require it. We don't, in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. We pass on that the Sirta doesn't pass, just that you don't need it. You only do it, I'll call Shita Vishita and a Sefer Torah because it was Zekelim Yadveyu. Then the two opinions, whether Zekelim Yadveyu makes any sense by Tefillin, because nobody reads it, nobody looks at it. Just the Sefer reads it. So Tosfos says, Tosfos, the Iker Shita and Tosfos, the Zekelim Yadveyu doesn't apply to Tefillin because no one's going to see what's inside. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Chayesh is for the other opinion that even though nobody sees it, he still says Zekelim Yadveyu. Still should be. That's a machlokes in Hilchas Tefillin, whether Zekelim Yadveyu applies on the parshios, when you roll up the parshios and you put them into the shalrosh. So there's a machlokes in the Mechaber the Ramo, where he applies Zekelim Yadveyu on rolling up the parshios. Because no one's going to see what's going on, but what's happening over there. The whole thing is all sewn up. So the Ramo is machmer on that. So that's we're machmer to have Sirta da kol shita v'shita in the Tefillin because of the Zekelim Yadveyu. So again, so the initial kasha that Tosfos says could have really been answered based on the Tosfos and Sota. How can you say that Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut? What about our Gemara that anytime you quote any pasuk you need Sirtut? So you could have said that's a separate halacha l'Moshe Messina. That's not a kasha. But Tosfos has another the end of the Tosfos, they have another kasha. The Shaila is whether the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Does the Sefer Torah need Sirtut? So Rashi in Megillah claims that the Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Why? In Megillah Dap Tezayin, Tosfos quotes. How do you have a parakam in Megillah Dap Tezayin? I'm based Divrei Shalom V'Yemes. It says the Megillah says to compare to Divrei Shalom V'Yemes Kamito Shel Torah. It's like the real McCoy. What does it mean Kamito Shel Torah? Malamish et tzvicha sirtu, the Megillah says the need sirtu kamito shel Torah. What does that mean? So Rashi interprets over there, Kedepirisham Bekuntris, Rashi interprets there in Megillah, Daphtan Zanam and Beis, Amitah shel Torah means a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah needs sirtu. And that's what Tosfos quotes in Menachos, on Lamed Beis, on the Beis. Tosfos says the Yerushalmi is beferish like Rashi. Yerushalmi and Megillah is beferish like Rashi, because the Yerushalmi says Divrei Shalom V'Yemes Kamito Shel Torah, and Amito Shel Torah is referring to the Torah, not Mezuzah. The Rabbi Tam learns like the Rabbi Chananel. Amito Shel Torah is referring to Mezuzah. Why does Amito Shel Torah mean Mezuzah? Because the main aspect of the Mezuzah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Yichud Hashem. So that's Amito Shel Torah. That's the real McCoy. That's the most important line in the whole Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. We believe in monotheism. Sure. So the Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam claimed that Rosh in the Bavli, Tezayinu and Beis, that the Megillas Esther is compared to Amitur Shel Torah, that it needs Sirtu, it means it's compared to Mezuzah. Not that it's compared to Sefer Torah. But the Tosfos and Menachos Lamed Beis and Beis, because the Yerushalmi and Megillah is beferish like Rashi. Amitur Shel Torah means a Sefer Torah, because the Yerushalmi says, as it says in Mishlei, Emes Kinei Va'al Timkor. The Emes Kinei is referring to Limud HaTorah. The Rebbe is supposed to teach without charging any Skar Limud. But if the Rebbe charges money, so Emes Kinei. So you should pay for the learning. Emes Kinei, the simple pshat is you should acquire learning of Torah. The Gemara says Emes Kinei means you should pay. Kinei means to pay money. But even without that additional level of interpretation, Emes Kinei means you should acquire learning. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to pay for it. So Tosfos goes, Yerushalmi is befamish like Rashi. Emes Kenei Val Timkar goes on Limud of Kol HaTorah Kula. Then Yerushalmi also says, this part does not quote, but Yerushalmi also says that that Megillas Esther is Nitna Lehidorish, just like the Sefer Torah is Nitna Lehidorish. Kamitu Shel Torah, Ma Mitu Shel Torah, Nitna Lehidorish, Af Megillas Esther, Nitna Lehidorish. What does it mean? Amitu Shel Torah means a mezuzah. But only in the mezuzah is nitan lehidarish. The whole Sefer Torah from Bereishis till the Eni Kol Yisrael is nitan lehidarish. Nitan lehidarish means an additional level of interpretation. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Achaz Dibur Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shamayti. That there are additional levels of interpretation. So the Yerushalmi understands Kamitah Shel Torah refers to the Sefer Torah. So the Yerushalmi seems to assume the Beirish. That, like Rashi, that Amitah Shel Torah means after. Unless you're going to say that it's a machlek, is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli uses the same expression as Yerushalmi, Amitu Shel Torah, and in the Bavli it means mezuzah. Because the Bavli says that you need sirtut like Amitu Shel Torah, and the only thing that needs sirtut is the mezuzah, and the Sefer Torah doesn't need sirtut. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hananel claim, that a Sefer Torah does not need Sirta. But Rashi understands the word Amitu Shel Torah Nebavli means the same, has the same meaning as it has in the Yerushalmi, commenting on the same pasuk. The Yerushalmi Yemes Kamitu Shel Torah. So the way Rashi read the Bavli Megillah after Zayin and Beis, the Gemara is saying that a Sefer Torah needs Sirta. What led the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Hanan to think Sefer Torah does need Sirta? Because that Gemara Menoches Daflam and Beis and Beis had a brisa, Sefer Torah d'Tanya, Sefer Torah shebolo, u'tfilin shebolo, ein oisem mehem mezuzah. Tav sheim arid mekdusha chomer lekdusha kala. So the Gemara has the kasha home, aridim, osim. So on this, the Gemara had a kasha. Of a mezuzah boy sirtan, a mishana tanoihi, etc. So was the kasha only from mezuzah, or was the kasha from mezuzah and from Sefer Torah? So the way Tosis quotes the Gemara, the only kasha was from mezuzah. From mezuzah boy sirtan. So the Bali Atais is understood. That's the text of the Gemara. So in our Gemara it says, "Homa ridim oisim frek the Gemara v'habaya sirtut," but the mezuzah needs sirtut. So what is it a kasha on? Mezuzah boy sirtut, and what? And neither the sefer Torah, nor the tefillin. It's a kasha from both. Sefer Torah shebolo, or tefillin shebolo. Ein oisem mehem mezuzah lefishem aridim. So was the kasha from both, or the kasha was only from tefillin? So the Rabbi Netama understood the kasha was from both from sefer Torah and tefillin, because neither of them needs sirtut. And that's what Miloy Mishani. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Achim asking him Sutot Mash Medenim Gidlus Tzad Teklal Lo Sefer Torah Veloy Tefillin. Rabbi Netama understood the kasha was from both. So this is problematic because Tosfos at the last line in the Tosfos quotes from the Masechus Sur from Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. Ein Rashi Lichtav is talking about writing a Sefer Torah. So it says you're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah unless you did Sirgul. Sirgul means Sirtut. The Riyah Sheinim Sirgeles. If you have a column in a Sefer Torah that doesn't have sirgul, doesn't have sirtut, psula. So how can it be? That's befavorish like Rashi. That's how Rashi read in Megillah, Daft Zayin. Megillah Sester is compared to Amitah Shotar, means compared to Sefer Torah. Just like a Sefer Torah needs sirtut, so to Megillah needs sirtut. But the Rabbi Netam claims that that's not true. He read the Gemara in Megillah, that Megillah Sester is compared to Mezuzah. And Sefer Torah does not need sirtut, because he read the Gemara in Akkoy Mitzrabah, that the kasha was from both. Sefer Torah shebolo, tefillin shebolo, the kasha is from both. The mezuzah needs sirtut. Neither the Sefer Torah nor the tefillin needs sirtut. And the normal person is not going to do any sirtut. That's why the Gemara didn't answer bim sirtotin and regilis l'sartet. So what do you do with this Masech HaSefer that says beferish that you do need sirtut? So Rabbi Netam had to come up with the teretz, the two dinim of sirtut. So what are the two dinim? What are the two din? So the one din is in mezuzah that you need sirta akol shita v'shita, and that's what we compare Megillah Esther to mezuzah kamitu shel Torah. Then you need sirta akol shita v'shita, and then there's another din that at the time that you write, you want to write straight lines. So that applies even if you're writing in the middle of a long letter, you're writing a pasuk, you're quoting a pasuk, so you need sirta for that too. But that doesn't require sirtut kol shita v'shita. That would be sufficient with much less. So that kind of sirtut would be needed even in tefillin and even in a sefer Torah and even in a letter. That's all the same. The only two things that need sirtut kol shita v'shita are mezuzah, because halacha l'moshe v'sinai, no pasuk mezuzah, halacha l'moshe v'sinai. That's what the Gemara says. Sirtut shel mezuzah halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Halam and beis, halam and beis. And based on the halacha l'moshe v'sinai, we carry that over also. Divi shalom v'emes kam bitu shel Torah, that the mezuzah, that the Megillah Esther also needs sirtut. Akol shita v'shita. What is the basic din that you need? A din in ksivas divrei Torah that you need less sirtut. How much is that? See, here there are two versions in the Rabbi Netam. When the Rabbi Netam says it first, he says v'am Rabbi Netam. That's about the 25 lines into the Tosis. Tefillin lo boy sirtut akol shita v'shita, aval lo yisrael sirtut achas lamayla. You just need on the top line, because of tachtav kamashit. You can write many lines. So first he writes that you only have suited on the Shita El Yoyna. Then at the end of the Tosis, they quote the Rabbin and Thomas saying differently. You need sirgul in a Sefer Torah. Ibn Rabbin and Tam denies it. He said, that's what Rashi learns. He says it's not correct. So Tosis quotes the Rabbin and Thomas, says the last line of Tosis. It goes on the four sides. So he changed that already. First he said you only need Shita Rishayna. And this is a different version of the Rabbin and Tam. So these two versions of Rabbin and Tam, the Rabbin and Tam's answer is adopted in Yeridaya. In Hilchas Sefer Torah. They quote the Rabbin and Tam's answer. They don't pass like Rashi that you need Sirta Lakol Shita Vishita Lachatchila you do. You satisfy Rashi Shita. And then the Rabbin and Tam said that you don't need Lakol Shita Vishita. He says, Miyu Emena Sef Yoch Lichto Yofa Below Sirta. Fine, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But then what's Likuva? So the Mechaber quotes the top line in the Rabbi and the Tam, and the Ramah quotes the last line in the Rabbi and the Tam. Mechaber says all you need is the top Shura Rishayna, the top line. And the Ramah quotes the Sirgal Mi Dalet Ruches. Dalet Sirtuta Mil Maila Mil Mata Min Atzdodim. Two versions of exactly what the Rabbi and the Tam said. The Yoylam, the Pharisee Yankov has another important comment over here. He says, Yoylam, the whole kasha of the Rabbein Tam, the first kasha of the Rabbein Tam, that he said, our Gemara requires Sirtut even when you send a private letter and you quote a pasuk and eat Sirtut. Then the Gemara says there in Menachas, Taflam and Beis, that mezuzah, that the tefillin don't need Sirtut. How can tefillin not need sirtut if even in a private letter you need sirtut? So this is what led the Rabbein Tam to develop his whole shita. But the Gemara meant to say there you don't need sirtut or kol shita v'shita as opposed to mezuzah, but you do need sirtut shura rishayno or dalet ruchas even need sirtut. That's what the Rabbein Tam answers. So the Tiferes Yankov says the other one could have given a different answer, and the fact that the Balei HaTosfos didn't give that answer seems to indicate a big chiddush. What if you this din in our Gemara, when you send a letter and you quote a pasuk, you have to have sirtut? What would be the din b'di'evit if you didn't have sirtut? What are you going to say? The mailman is not allowed to deliver the letter. The letter is pasul. You can't say anything. You are over a din. When you quote a pasuk, you are over a din. L'chatchila, it's a din. In order that the line should be straight, so you have to have sirtut. Either it means shur rishayna or it means medalid rucha. It's fine. Okay. So if you didn't do it, so you are over a din. Maybe the Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed Beis that says that tefillin does need sirtut, mezuzah needs sirtut, tefillin does need sirtut. Maybe the yolam you always need sirtut. Everything needs sirtut. But the Gemara says I have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that by mezuzah, if you don't have sirtut, it's possible to have it. And by tefillin, there is no such halacha moshe m'sinai. By tefillin, it won't be possible to have it, but l'chatchila you certainly do need sirtut. So why didn't Tosfos give that teretz? That the whole discussion there in the Gemara
don't we see from Tosfos and Sota not like that? Because he's mesupik whether or not it helps to do it after?
The Gemara in Saito on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the last line on the Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Beis says, the Gemara is talking about writing the Gila Saito. The Saito has to swear that she was not Mizana. And after she takes the Shavuos HaSaito, then there's the Kosev HaKonos HaOyel HaSaila BaSefer. And the Kohen has to write it down on a piece of parchment, and then you erase it. You erase the whole Shavuot, you write it down, then you erase it, and she has to drink the Maim Amarim. The Maim Amarim has little ink in it. The ink is not poisonous. And you put a little Karka Mishkan in, and you put a little sand in. So neither the ink nor the sand is poisonous. But then the Torah promises this Ness, that if she's guilty of Znus, then she will die. And if she's not guilty, then a Ness will occur in the other direction, Chosem and Iksu in Israel Zara. She will survive, that's not a miracle. But even if until now she wasn't able to have a child, now she'll be able to have a baby. So the Gemara gives details about writing the Megillah Sota. It has to be written by a Kohen. that says in the pasuk because of Hakoyin, so all the seila basef has to be written after she took the shvua, and then the Gemara says kasva igeres psula. If you write the Megillah Saita in the form of an igeres, like a letter, it's no good. Why? Because it says because of Hakoyin so all the seila ba sefer. So ba sefer amrachmane ba sefer means that an igeres is no good. What does that mean? So Rashi translates the Gemara to mean that Megillah Saita has to have sirtut. Why? Halacha l'moshe misinah sasvarim tzrichim sirtut. Because it's called sefer, because of Hakoyin. So all the seila ba sefer. A sefer needs sirtut. So Rashi Lishitasa has to hold a sefer Torah needs sirtut. If a Megillah Saita is called sefer, and because it's a sefer and every sefer needs sirtut, so certainly a sefer Torah is called a sefer. Even a get, that's what the Rishonim have a chum. Even a get is in the chumash, it's called the cost of a law sefer increases when asam yada, etc. So since a get is referred to as sefer, so you also need sirtut on a get. We're machmer for that. You need sirtut on a get. We're chayshish for Rashi Shita that you need sirtut on a sefer Torah. Rashi holds Amitu Shel Torah is in Megillah Daf Tazayin is referring to a sefer Torah, and Memele Rashi learns Kasvi Geris means you wrote it like a letter, a private letter. You don't have lines. You just write on a blank piece of paper. But a sefer Torah does need sirtut, and a Megillah Saita is also called sefer, and a get is also called sefer. A chumet that you need. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. What are you talking about? A sefer Torah does need any sirtut. Only mezuzah needs sirtut. And a Megillah Sestah is compared to Mezuzah, Mitzvah Shel Torah, Sefer Torah does not need Sirtut. So what does it mean, Kosve Yigeres, Psula? What does that mean? So Taisus never finishes off. Taisus in other places. Taisus just lists off all the kashas. A Taisus is 40 lines long. They list all the kashas, they just demolish Rashi's sheet. They don't finish off how to read the Gemara. So Taisus in other places explains, Kosve Yigeres, Psula means if you wrote the Megillah Sotah, you weren't medaktik and chaseris v'yaseris. You didn't write it exactly, you misspelled words. You didn't write it exactly the way it appears in the Chumash. So that's possible because when you write a letter, people are not so medakpik, so you spelled the letter wrong, so you left out a word. So what's so bad? The Gemara says in Megillah that a Megillah Sester is Nikris Sefer and Nikris Sigeris. So the Gemara says since Nikris Sefer sounds like it's a Sefer from the Tanakh, one of the 24 Sifri Tanakh, the Gemara has a Machlekes. In Megillah, whether are there 23 Svarim in the Tanakh or 24 Svarim in Tanakh. And the Megillah says they're supposed to be part of the Tanakh Allah. When they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, so they only found 23 Svarim. They didn't find Megillah says. So they're not sure whether it was out on loan that day, someone borrowed it, or no. And that community, till the days of the Amoraim, it was an ongoing debate whether Megillah says is part of the Kisra Kodesh. The final maskan in the Gemara is that there are 24 the Esrim, the Arba Kisra Kodesh, and Megillah says there was one of them. But even though we pass Megillah says there is one of them, that's the Lashon Gemara. Is it Metamis HaYadayim? Is Esther Metamis HaYadayim? It's not Metamis HaYadayim. Only Kisvei HaKodesh and Metamis HaYadayim. Special din. So we pass and it is Metamis HaYadayim. But still, the Gemara says it was the last one to be included and it doesn't have the full status of Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Gemara says is on the one hand Nikris Sefer, on the one hand Nikris Igeris. So the Mayn Afkamina, so the Gemara says if it's Nichtav Ruba, if you have erased or you have missing, let's say the Sefer, not that some of the words were erased or rubbed out. The Sefer of Melech HaTchilim, when he wrote the Megillah says, he left out a couple of words here and there and everywhere. So as long as 51% of the words are there and less than 50% is missing, so you can, the Megillah says is kosher, and the Baal Kori can lay in the Miut, Baal Peh. So that's what it means, Nikris Igeris. Megillah says there's Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeris. Igeris, you're not so makbid. You leave out a word, you leave out a letter, you spell it wrong. Nishgefelov, as long as the gist of the letter is there. It means if 51% of the letter is going to be missing, the one who's going to read it won't be able to figure out what it's supposed to say. But if more than 50%, 70, 80% of the letter is there, here and there's a word missing, a misspelled word, so that would be good for a letter. So that's what it means, Nikris Igeris. Megillah says there's Nikris Igeris if it's Ksuva Ruba. So that's what Taisus disagrees with Rashi. When the Gemara says, Sovi geres psula ba sefer am rachmana, it does mean that you need sirtut. If whenever you have a din of sefer, you need sirtut, that leads you to believe that a sefer Torah needs sirtut. That's Rashi the Shitosa. That leads you to say the surprising conclusion that a get ish also needs sirtut. That's the chumr, that's the minik olam, that we do sirtut on a get because of Rashi, v'choshish for this Rashi. But the Taisus holds that it's not correct. So they interpret Ksav Igeres Psula, that you weren't medaktik in the chaseris v'yiseris, Well, you left out a word here and there, just like it means Nikri Sefem, Nikri Sigeres by the Megillah Esther. Nikri Sigeres, therefore Suvaruba is good. So that's what Tosis disagrees totally with the Rashi sheet. So again, the Feres Yankov has this suggestion. Why did Tosfos consider this a kasha in the first place? Then in Agemara in Gitnan, the Avav and the Beis, it says, whenever you, even when sending a private letter, when you quote a pasuk, you must have sirtut. So how can you say that on a mezuzah, how can the Gemara say in Menachos Taflam and Beis, that a mezuzah doesn't need any sirtut? So why couldn't one answer the kasha by saying that Le'olam and mezuzah does need sirtut? But Gemara just means to say, one pasal b'di'evit. The mezuzah only needs sirtut midin, the din of ksiva. So if you wrote it without sirtut, so you violated the din. And the Gemara over there says that a mezuzah needs sirtut and tefillin doesn't need sirtut. It means that it doesn't pasal. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? He can't say that answer. It's muchach and the Gemara like that, no? Because the Gemara asked the kasha, it says, tefillin shebalu, the Gemara says, why? So what was the kasha? If the what we meant to say on Lamed Beis and Aleph and Menachos that tefillin don't need sirtut doesn't mean that you absolutely don't need sirtut at all. No, a body needs sirtut based on Agamar, but it just means it doesn't pasul b'di'evit. But a normal tefillin will have sirtut because the din requires whenever you write a pasuk, you have to have sirtut. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Are you lacking sirtut? Unless you say like the Teferes Yankov, the kasha was from the Shema. What was the Gemara's kasha? You need sirtut. Maybe you always have sirtut. Maybe what we said there in Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph that tefillin does need sirtut doesn't mean you don't need sirtut. Period. You don't need sirtut li'ikuva. By mezuzah you need sirtut li'ikuva. By tefillin you don't need li'ikuva. If you wrote without doing sirtut, you violated the din in our Gemara. That's Rabbi Yitzchok's din. But it won't pasul b'di'evit. Why can't? That's what the Teferes Yankov wants to say. Why doesn't Tosfos say that answer? Because when the Gemara's kasha, you see, it's not correct. The Gemara asks the kasha. The reason the Brisa says you're not allowed to take an old pair of tefillin and convert it into mezuzah. Because Mal Makodesh will Hamaridim. So the Gemara is Madaik. If not for that problem, Hamaridim, if not for that issue, Osim, you would be able to convert tefillin into mezuzah, Feg Makasha. But mezuzah needs sirtut. So where is the sirtut? But according to the Teferes Yankov, you had sirtut already. Everything needs sirtut. So he holds that that's not what the Gemara is. The Teferes Yankov holds that you need sirtut lushma. Since sirtut is likuva by mezuzah, and it's not likuva by tefillin, so if you made sirtut on every line by the tefillin, that's not called lishma. That's in order to satisfy the din of Rabbi Yitzchok. You're not allowed to write any psukim without having any sirtut. But that's not in order to be machshir. Lishma means that this is machshir lechefzen. This is machshirin. So if you did sirtut on tefillin, that's by definition going to be shalom lishma. So Tosfos obviously is not worried about that. Because Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara answer? Etc. Why? Tosfos should have answered. It does not going to help him Mr. Totten because it's not lishma. So Tosfos obviously thinks that the sirtut by mezuzah doesn't have to be lishma against the Bach. But the Teferes Yankov thinks like the Bach. So the Teferes Yankov read the Gemara's kasha. Homaridim moisim ha mezuzah by sirtut means you need sirtut lishma. So where's the sirtut lishma? We have added tefillin and have sirtut. But there's no sirtut lishma. That's how the Teferes Yankov read the kasha. That's how the Bach will have to read the kasha. He can't read like Tosfos. See, Tosfos in Seitan Daf Yud Zainam and Beis raises a suffix within Rashi Shita. According to Rashi, then when you write the Shavuos HaSoito, you have to have sirtut because sefer, there's a din of sefer. So Tosfos raises the suffix. Would it help if you do the sirtut afterwards? If you fill in the sirtut after you wrote it. So they're mesupik. So that Rabbi Kiveger on Yeruday asked the kasha, how can Tosfos have such a suffix? It's a beferish arai from the Gemara that it doesn't help if you do the sirtut later. Because the Gemara said, that Gemara Menachos says, you have the Brisa, if you have a Sefer Torah Shebala, Tefillin Shebala, you're not allowed to convert it into mezuzah because Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin, Ho Maridim, Osim, if not for that problem, you would be able to convert it into a mezuzah. Either Kashis or mezuzah, boy, you see it to. So Rabbi Kaveger asks, what's the problem? Do the Sirtut now? If Taisu says that there's a possibility you can do the Sirtut after the Ksiva, it's just a din in the Chefts of the Sefer. The Sefer should look like this, and you can do the Sirtut after the writing also. So why don't you fill in? So from the fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, put in the Sirtut now. You see that Sirtut later doesn't know. So how can Taisu have the Sofik? So obviously what you have to answer is that Taisu's Sofik only was within Rashi that a Megillah Soita needs. When you write a Megillah Soita, are you writing Psukim from the Chumash? Not really. You're not writing Psukim. It says, because of HaKoyin, he's writing the Shavuos HaSoita. It happens the Shavuos HaSoita, the text of the Shavuos appears in the Chumash. Okay? The text of the Shavuos appears, but he doesn't write. The din is that he has to write it. If the Gemara says, Ksova Koyim Shit Tikabal Alel Shavuos Psula, Shenema, Yishbiya Vachakaf, because of HaKoyin, The Gemara has a beferish din like that. If on the same daf, on Yud Zayin of a base, next to the last line, if the Kohen writes the Parsha Soita before she took the Shvu, it's no good. So you see that the Pasuk means literally, because of HaKohen, so Allah Sa'ilah Basav, he has to write the Shvu that she has already taken. He doesn't write Psukim from the Chumash. So the din of Rabbi Yitzchok in our Gemara, that whenever you write Psukim, you have to have Sirtut, that doesn't apply to Shvu as HaSoita. You're not really writing Psukim over there. That's a din, only when you're writing Psukim. There you're writing a Shavuos HaSoita. Rashi claims, Rashi understood, Rashi translates Ksova Yigeres Psula Vasefer Amrachmane, that it's a din in the Shem Sefer. It's not called a Sefer if it doesn't have Sirtut. So that's what Tosis is Mesupik, since it's not a din Ksivas Psukim. When you write the Megillah Soita, according to Rashi, you need Sirtut, not because you're writing Psukim. You're not writing Psukim. You're writing a Shavuot. That's the text of the Shavuot. The Shavuot happens to appear in Chumash, but it's not a din that the Kohen who writes has to write Psukim. When you write Tefillin and Mezuzahs, you're writing Psukim. When you're writing Shavuot HaSoita, you're writing the text of the Shavuot, you're not writing the Psukim. So that's what Tosfos says, Mesupik. Maybe it's not a din b'shas Ksiva. Maybe if you fill in the Sirtut after the Ksiva, it'll also be good. But if you're talking about Sirtut by mezuzah, you can't answer. Igmara says, not for the din of maridim, you would be able to convert the tefillin of the Sefer Torah into mezuzah. Mari asked the kasha, but you need Sirtut, so why don't you say, Rabbi Kaveger asks, why don't you fill in the Sirtut now? So you see, Igmara can't fill in the Sirtut afterwards. You can't fill in the Sirtut afterwards. How can Tosfos have a stopping? So that's what the yeshivas, they say, that's not a kasha. Tosfos only was mesupik within Rashi's shita that Megillah Soita needs Sirta, that's a din and sefer. Maybe it doesn't have to be there b'shas k'siva, but in the mezuzah, of course the Sirta has to be there b'shas k'siva. Rabbi Kaveger there on Yeruday even quotes a suffix from the Mordechai, if you had the Sirta b'shas k'siva and then it wore off later on. Is that good the way it is? Mezuzah has to be with Sirta, the Megillah says it has to have Sirta. Is it enough if it has the Sirta b'shas k'siva? Sirtut is you take a piece of metal and you scratch a line out on the line. So how long is it? So if you scratch out hard enough, so the lines in the Sefer Torah will remain there. But a lot of time, if you didn't scratch so hard, so just be the line will just be there for a couple of days, and then every time you roll the Sefer Torah, the line will disappear. The line will go away after a while. So the Rabbi Kaveger quotes the Mordechai, who is mesupik about that. Maybe all you need is that the Sirtut should be present. B'shas k'siva, and even if it wears off later on, it's also good. That's just the opposite. That's just the opposite from what Tosfos said. Tosfos raised the possibility there that if you do the sirtut afterwards, it's good. And here the Mordechai raised the possibility, all you need is sirtut b'shas k'siva. So obviously that Tosfos had that sofek, that's only within Rashi shita. That Rashi holds that sirtut is a din and shame sefer, and that's why it applies even to Shavuos HaSoita, which is not really a din of writing Psukim. You're writing on Nusach HaShvuah, you're not writing Psukim. But the way Tosfos rejects that, Tosfos holds that there is no such din, and Megillah Soita doesn't need Sirtut, and Tosfos holds that a Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut, even though it's called Sefer, and a Get for sure doesn't need Sirtut, according to Tosfos. We're Machmor all because of this Rashi, that the Megillah Soita is called Sefer, and a Get and Chumash is also called Sefer. the kasev lo sefer krisa. We're machmer lachatchila for that. But according to Tosfos, that all of this is non-existent. So the one and only din in sirta is a din b'shas ksiva. When you're writing psukim from Tanakh, you should have sirta. So of course, it won't help that you'll fill in the sirta later on. And as far as the Mordechai raises a possibility, it doesn't have to be shol kayama if the sirta is there b'shas ksiva. And it helped you write straight, even though the sirtut will wear off later on, it'll still be good the way it is. Mordechai is not sure. A ksuba? I don't think so. Ksuba is not called a sefer. Sefer amikne and yirmiyo. Shtarai, everything is called sefer. I don't know. I mean, just like a get is called sefer and chumash, every shtar is called sefer. Sefer amikne. Sefer HaChasim, Sefer HaGoloi. Maybe. According to Rashi, every star will need. I don't know. That's quite a chumra. That chumra is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They're only worried about the get. Because according to Rashi, it'll pass a bit of it. But Iksuva, so you'll be living with that Iksuva.
Hello, Shulchan Aruch. I mean, you're writing Shulchan Aruch on the paper, like the friends of letters. Where you type, do you need Shulchan if you write it on the paper? Do you need Shulchan?
No, if you have lined paper, that is the sirtut. You already have the sirtut, yeah. Usually when you have sirtut in a Sefer Torah, so the top bar of the letter is on the sirtut. Let's say that the top of the resh and the heads of the shin is on the sirtut. But the pashtus is that you'll be satisfying the requirement for sirtut the way we write also. We always write the letters on top of the line, not the letters below the line. We write on top of the lines. Also, you go to the din of sirtut. It would also be good enough for that.
Typing
by definition it's going to be a straight line unless your typewriter is broken. The typewriter is always going to be straight, so why should you need sirtut?
Do Rabbi Abadi Sefer Torah have sirtut?
I don't know, gotta find out. You have to look. Rabbi Abadi has a unique style of writing Sefer Torah. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. That according to Rashi and Yirmiyah, all shtaris are referred to as sefer. Sefer HaGolei, Sefer HaChosim, Sefer HaMikne, everything. And maybe according to Rashi, Taka, every shtar needs a sirtut. But that far, they don't even quote Rashi. They're just worried in Hilchas Gittin. They do, because Rashi holds that a Megillah Seita needs sirtut, because it's Nikre Sefer. Truth of the matter is, that we had the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara had the Machlekes of Yosef Aglili, says you cannot write a get lo al oichlim v'lo al balichayim. That's on Yud Tesem and Alfred. Yosef Aglili, I'm in kesem lo al dov sheesh b'ruachayim v'lo al ha'oichlim. So the Gemara says, why not? Because it says, because of a lot of sefer krisus, do me the sefer. Ma sefer, where was that Gemara? On Chafalachim base. And the other sefer means parchment. And neither Rabbis called Dovah Tamalam, because of Lam, Mikomakam, Matamalam, a sefer. Sefer means parchment. Ma sefer, Dovah Shem Beruachayim, Vein Oichel, I've called Dovah Shem Beruachayim, Vein Oichel. The Rabbanon disagree. So they say, no, because of Ba Sefer, if it would say like by Megillah, Soita, it says, because of Akana Sarala Seila, Ba Sefer on parchment. So the word sefer refers to the parchment. So Rashi claims that the word sefer has the connotation also of Sirtut. So the Gemara says over here, if it would say, because of the law, ba sefer, kid requirement, the word sefer would refer to the background on which you're writing. But now that it says, hashtadichsiv sefer, so it doesn't refer to the background, it doesn't refer to the piece of paper, the piece of parchment that you're writing on, rather refers to the sfiris vormhudios, it refers to the text. So once you say like that it refers to the text, so you can say, even though Rashi interpreted the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Zayin and based on the Megillah Soita needs Sirtut, that's because there it says Ba Sefer, because Hakanas Asayla Ba Sefer on a Sefer. The Sefer is referring to the background. But by the Getisha, that the Gemara reinterprets the pasuk, that the word Sefer goes on the Tochen, on the text, what it should say, doesn't go on the background. So it could be that even Rashi would distinguish and say that a get wouldn't need Sirtut. Yeah, but we're machmal lachatchila, because the Rishonim said it. The Rishonim said it. According to Rashi, that the Megillah Soita is called Sefer and needs Sirtut, So Sefer Torah is also called Sefer Yehud Nitzir. The Rashi Beferish holds like that in Megillah Dapta Zayin. Sefer Torah Nitzir, the Lushitasa, that he holds whatever is called the Sefer. Then the Rishayim added on Hu Adinami, according to Rashi, Yehud Nitzir Tad Baigev. So this Rashi is only quoted that it could be the Rashi we never say. It could be a Rashi holds it doesn't say Bas Sefer, it says Sefer. It could be a Rashi we never say. But we're Machmer for that. The Choshish for that Shita. But by the Ksuba, we're not even Mach.
The other Rishonim addressed the Sefer's Torah.
I mean, one could argue the point and say that even according to Rashi, you wouldn't.
With the other Rishonim, when they add,
I don't think so. I think they just say.
He says, "Shouldn't the get nicker sefer aval gavla sfirim svarim also become up and also kain sefer."
He
points out
that
yeah, he says still.
It's a starke taina. Yeah, how did the Rishonim know to apply Rashi shita from Megillah Saita to a get isha? One could argue the point because it doesn't say Bas Sefer, it says Sefer. The Sefer doesn't go on the background, it goes on the token of the text. The text should be a Sefer. It's a good time. It's a good time. It's a Nachamol. So the Rabbeinu Tam on the Gemara and Lamed Beis and Menachos understood that the Kasha was from both. From Sefer Torah Shebola and Tefillin Shebola. That neither needs Sirtut. Aye, but it's beferish against the first Masechah Sar from Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and it says beferish psula. So that's where Rabbi Natan came up with this fantastic halacha. There's two different halachas. The one halacha is that you need al kol shura v'shura. That's only a halacha al Moshe Mesinai by mezuzah, and by Megillah you learn it out from mezuzah because divrei shalom v'yemes kam mitu shaltar means the mezuzah. Those are the only two that need. And by the Sefer Torah and by the Tefillin, all you need is on either according to one version on the Shura Rishona, that's in the Mechaber quotes that sheet to the first version of the Rabbi Natan, the Shura Rishona needs. Allah says Sirtu Rachas Ma'ala because of Tachta Kamashitna, and the Ramah quotes the last line in the Tosfos. Yeah. So Nachamo, the Teferis Yankiv didn't agree with anything that the Rabbi Natan said. He had his version. And he doesn't see that he holds that the din over here in Agamore is just the din l'chatchila. Why should the pasul b'di evid? You have to have a special halachal Moshe Messina there in Menachos to say that it pasul b'di evid by mezuzah. Just because you have din of Rabbi Yitzchok is no cause that it should pasul b'di evid. And this halachal Moshe Messina was never nemra by tefillin. So in Achanami, tefillin needs sirtut. The same sirtut that you need in Agamore, you need by tefillin. But it wouldn't pasul b'di evid. I said, what was the Gemara's kasha v'habayi sirtut? No, he holds that you need sirtut lushmo. That was the Gemara's kasha. You know, it doesn't say that. The Rabbi Natan took the Gemara literally v'habayi sirtut. There is no sirtut. Why not say b'misur totem? So he had two versions. Either it'll pasul the tefillin, or because nikra hedyo. And the Tveris Yankiv says, no, the kasha was that you need sirtut lushmo. So Tosis clearly doesn't hold from the sirtut lushmo. There's b'feirish. Tosis disagree. All that the sirta doesn't have to be lushma. But you see from the Tosfos that if you would have applied Rabbi Yitzchak's din to the tefillin to the Sefer Torah, it would have been possible even by the Yevin. You would have possible the tefillin and the Sefer Torah by the Yevin. That's what the Teferis Yankim says. He doesn't agree with the Rabbi Natan. He's disagreeing with everything Tosfos says. But that's really a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah writes like that in Hilchos Tefillin in the Bir Halacha. He says, Mikra Adin we paskin like the Rabbi Natan, and we with the chumra of the Ramoy just need sirgul on the dalad ruches, like the last line in the Tosfos. Dalad setut ben malam el matam and anzdadin. That's all you need. You want to do on every line. That's only a sefer Torah because it's zakeli nanveu and a mezuzah. No one's going to see it. So there is no zakeli nanveu. So the minig is where machmir even in mezuzahs that there is zakeli nanveu. So if the sefer Sevein is going to make a sloppy job, so even does on every line. But what would be the din if you write a mezuzah? What would be the din if you write a tefillin and you didn't have any sirgul at all? So the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens like this, Rabbi Natan, there is no din. It's not the same as mezuzah that you need sirtut al kol shita b'shita. You just have the din of Rabbi Yitzchok. The din of Rabbi Yitzchok you just need on the shura rishayna or on the sirgul. What if you want him to have the shura rishayna or the sirgul on the dalai ruches? So you violated the iser b'shas k'zibah. So Tosfos seems to be assuming that that would pasul b'di evid. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. If you didn't even do the sirgul on the Shita Rishayna, That'll possibly be it. That's exactly the Tiferes Yankov is not happy with anything that Tosfos says. He doesn't agree with that either. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah passed. So that's really surprising that they assume that the din of Rabbi Yitzchok is not just a din l'chatchila, that you're not allowed to write Divrei Torah like that. Out of covet of Divrei Torah, you have to have some kind of a sirtut, some kind of a basic fundamental form of sirtut. So it's not just l'chatchila out of covet of Torah. And if you didn't write it, if you wrote it be'isser, it'll be puzzle. That's the question. Why? Why should it be puzzle? Mishnah Berurah writes it'll be puzzle. That's the assumption of Tosfos, the fact that Tosfos didn't give the answer that the Tiferes Yankov, he didn't meet all the Gemaras like the Tiferes Yankov. So Tosfos seems to be assuming like that Mishnah Berurah, that this din of Rabbi Yitzchok would even puzzle b'dievet. By sending a letter, he can't say puzzle b'dievet. Then he said the letter is puzzle. So his letter is puzzle. So what? So the pasuk that he wrote in the letter is puzzle. He's talking about tefillin. If he's supposed to have sirtut because it's a pasuk, and you didn't do sirtut, so would you say that the psukim are written shaloi kedin, so therefore the psukim are puzzle? So that's a chiddush to say like that. That's what Tosfos seems to be assuming, that the tefillin will be puzzle if you didn't do the basic level of sirtut that's really needed. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Eliyahu HaTzarfati. I remember when Rabbi Brunschpiegel got engaged. So he married Rabbi Munk's daughter from Paris. So he never met his father-in-law until he came to the wedding, but he didn't meet him before the wedding. So he corresponded with him. So he wrote him a letter, then Rabbi Munk sent him back a letter on a piece of stationery which didn't have any lines, and he quoted a pasuk. So Rabbi Brunschpiegel wrote him back, how come you didn't make any sirtut? So his name is Eliyahu Munk. So you write, I follow Rabbi Eliyahu HaTzarfati. He wrote in the letter. That's how Tosfos calls him in the Tosfos Menachos calls him Rabbi Eliyahu. Here they just quote Rabbi Eliyahu. But there they call Rabbi Eliyahu HaTzarfati. That if the pasuk is only quoted L'Tiferes Hamalitza, just to have a Lashon Tzacha, so that doesn't require any sirtut. Yeah, that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. But then Tosfos thinks that the Rishalmi contradicts it. Why does the Rishalmi contradict it? Miyu, at the beginning, around the 10 lines into the Tosfos. Miyu b'Yerushalmi Perek Basra in the Megillah Mashmak Tzas, the Osir. Even if he's just quoting a Lashon of the pasuk, L'Tzachus HaLashon, you also need Sirtut. How do you see the Rishalmi is against Rabbi Eliyahu HaTzarfati? And all the Tosfos, and they quote this. Tosfos in Menachos also, the same thing with this Yerushalmi. Why? Are you allowed to write two or three words from a pasuk without sirtut? So they quote the story that there was a certain rabbi who had difficulty in his rabbanis, and then after it finally straightened out, so another rabbi sent him a letter. There's a pasuk in Iyub that says, I forgot already what the pasuk says. He tzedreid all the words in the pasuk because he didn't want to do sirtut. So he wrote Veshischa Mitzar Haya. Your beginning was very narrow, it was painful. But in the end, you're going to steig a lot. It's going to be tremendous. So he tzedreid all the words in the pasuk in order that he shouldn't have to have any sirtut. So Tosfos says, but he only wrote it l'melitza bi'alma. So you see that Yerushalmi holds, even if you write the words of a pasuk only l'melitza bi'alma, that you still need sirtut. So the Tiferes Yankov says over here, he doesn't see what the proof is. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said also. He doesn't see what the kasha is. The one who sent the letter wrote him, he wrote some l'fnei avinu shebashamayim, that the pasuk should be mekuyim on you. And he quotes the pasuk. I wish for you the pasuk should be fulfilled. And he quoted it as a pasuk. He didn't stum write on his own. Not that he stole the expression from Tanakh and he's writing a lashon tzacha. It's not a Lashon Tzacha. He writes the Havtocha or the Bracha that appears in the Pasuk in Iyov should be fulfilled by you. So in order not to have to do Sirtut, he rearranged all the words in the Pasuk. So it's not really a contradiction. That's what they tain it. That's what the Tiferes Yankov Rav Soloveitchik, they tain it. They don't really see that this is a contradiction to the Rabbein Eliyahu HaTzarfati. In that case in the Yerushalmi, he wasn't just quoting the Pasuk L'Tzachos HaLashon B'Alma. He quoted a pasuk that bracha should be fulfilled on him. That's what Tosfos says. All the other psukim that Yerushalmi quotes a lot of stories where people sent letters. Mashma shalom hayakos vel l'shem migerish lomim v'lo l'drasha. He didn't mean l'shem pasim. He only meant l'teferis l'tzachos haloshim. So that you can answer, no. He meant that the words of the pasuk should be fulfilled. Miyuharbe maybe sham shenir shari kosim l'drasha. So he says, but the other stories in the Rishalmi after that, about people sending letters and not doing sirtut, requiring sirtut, those are all taka where they were quoting psukim, the Torah's pasuk. Chen harbi maybe sham. Yisham quotes a lot of stories where the letters were quoting psukim where they intended to quote the Torah's psukim, not the tzachas haloshim. So that's what Tosfos themselves are backing out. They say the rest of the stories in Rishalmi, all the people sending letters were quoting pasuk, but Torah's pasuk, not pasuk, but Torah's tzachas haloshim. So maybe this one also, maybe this one, the reason why he reversed the psukim is because he meant that the bracha in that pasuk should be mekuyim. He meant the b'toras pasuk, not just b'toras tzachas b'yalma. So he gives a mashal in the Tiferes Yankov. He gives a mashal. What would be an example of a tzachas b'yalma? Let's say it says ishi yehudi hoy b'shushan abira. So let's say I know a Jew who ran away from Iran. He lives in Paramus. So I write ishi yehudi hoy b'shushan abira. He told me he lived in Shushan abira. So I'll write like that, and I write the whole story. I'm not quoting a pasuk from Megillas Esther. I'm just writing cute. I'm trying to be cute. So I write, this man ran away from Iran after the when they overthrew the Shah, and the things were bad for the Jews. So you write Ishi Yehud B'Shushan Abira Ushmo, and I write what his real name was. So you don't say I need Sirtet because I wrote Ishi Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira Ushmo. I wrote six words in a row. The six words in a row, telling a story. I saved myself composing a whole text to write the story. I just steal, I plagiarized. I just stole the expression from Tanakh, but that's the Tzachas HaLoshem Yalma. So that's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu HaTzafati says, that you wouldn't need Sirtut for that. But if you quote a Pasuk and you mean to say that the blessing on the Pasuk should be fulfilled by you, Achrischa Yizge Miyoi, you're intending to quote that Pasuk. Here the Tosfos in Menachos Lamed Beis Lamed Beis draws this distinction. On a Sefer Torah you apply the Omer Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Torah Boy Sirtut on every Shura, if the Sefer is afraid he's going to do a sloppy job because they're Kedem Anveil. Abel Tefillin the Mechus and Bor Lo Bo Sirtut Lo Shach Bo Hunoi, because nobody sees it. That's the Svar that the Rabbeinu Tam says. So other Rishonim disagree with that. And that's why the minig developed, the Mishnah Berurah records the minig that you do sirtut al kol shita v'shita, even in tefillin, and that's today. That's the mechaben ramon in hilchas tefillin. Have that machlokes when you're wrapping up the parshias that you place into the four compartments in the shalrosh. So is there an inyan of zekele manveyu there? So no one's going to see it. So mechaben holds his own zekele manveyu. Nobody sees it. Like the Rabbein and Tam and Taisus, and the Ramon is machmer over there. It even applies to Kelim Aveh on the part that nobody sees. Tosfos had a taina against all the three Tosfos, and they have a taina against Rashi. If Rashi holds an amitu shel Torah means a sefer Torah, and that's how you know that the Megillah says that needs sirtut al kol shita v'shita, because the sefer Torah needs al kol shita v'shita, because the sefer Torah is called the sefer, just like Megillah Sota is called the sefer. That's why you need Megillah Sota al kol shita v'shita. So Tosfos has a taina. So why did the Gemara have to learn out Why did the Gemara have to learn out that a Megillah Esther needs Sirtut? Because Dibei Shon Vehemes Kamita Shal Torah. There should have said Nikra Sefer. Megillah Esther is Nikra Sefer. And Sefer means a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that's why if you do Tfira on a Megillah Esther with Chutei Pishton, it will be possible. Just like on a Sefer Torah, Shal Torah with Chutei Pishton is possible. So the Megillah Esther is also a pasuk because Nikra Sefer. So why do I need a new pasuk to tell me then Megillah Esther is compared to Amita Shal Torah, Sefer Torah, that you need Sirtut? You should learn how you need Sirtut from the fact that Nikra Sefer. That's the kasha that they ask in all the Tosis. So Tosis here in Menachos gives a suggestion. Whenever you're going to learn how to din from Nikra Sefer, you have Shoivra B'tzidoi. That is Nikra Sefer and Nikra Sigeris on the one hand and on the other hand. So the din taka that the nikra sefer that it needs tfira b'chutei begidin that you can't do tfira b'chutei pishton is not the same as in a sefer Torah, because on the one hand nikra sefer, on the other hand nikra sigeris. So the Gemara has, if as long as you have three gidim and it's mishuloshim, you don't need rubo tofur. And a sefer Torah would appear that you need rubo tofur. The rov of the when the two yerias are sewn together. So you need Ruba Kukula should be tough. You always leave out a little bit on top, a little bit on the bottom. So as long as Ruba is tougher, is good. But by Megillah, you don't even need that Ruba should be tough. You just need Gimel Chutim of the Gidim, Mishuloshim, evenly spaced. So Tosfos says if you would have learned out that a Megillah Sesta needs Sirtut, because Nikri Sefer, then you would have to compromise on it and say, but it's not 100% the same as the Sefer Torah, because whatever din is learned out from Nikra Sefer, at the same time is Nikra Sigeris. So you would have had to say that the Megillah Esther doesn't need the full din of Sirtut of a Sefer Torah. So maybe that's Miwa Yesh Liyashiv, that's the Teretz on Rashi. According to Rashi, that Amitu Shal Torah meets Sefer Torah, so why did you learn out Sirtut from Amitu Shal Torah? Why don't you learn out from Sefer? So they say, no, Amitah Shal Torah means it needs the full din of Sirtut, like in Sefer Torah. Rashi maybe holds, if you would have learned it out from Sefer, then you would have to be make a little bit. Even in Nikra Sefer, Havlei Lashkuch, you would have to find Chad and Yonah, the Lola boy Sirtut. Okay, the Nikra is Kamo Keni Geris, Kidi Aminon, Linyan, Sirtut, the Lotzoch, the Torah, Kula Begidi. That's how they suggest to be Miyashiv, the Shitas Rashi. So this is a fantastic machlekes, the Rabbi Natan and Rashi. Everything min hakotza lakotza. Everything they argue. On a Sefer Torah, and on a Megillah Saita, and a possibility even on a get, that Rashi would require the Rishonim assume within Rashi that a get needs, that a get is Nikra Sefer, it would also need a Sirtut. The Rabbi Natan disagrees with the whole thing. And then the Feris Yankiv goes along with this Bach, that you need, since a mezuzah needs sirtut, so needs sirtut lishma. Tosfos beferish holds not so. Tosfos says, why not say b'mesurtotim? Obviously, it wasn't sirtut lishma. Tosfos says, even though sirtut is likul by mezuzah, it wouldn't have to be lishma. The Bach holds that if it's not done lishma, it's going to be puzzle. So obviously, he read the Gemara like the Teferis Yankiv read it. That was the Gemara's kasha. But mezuzah boy sirtut means you need sirtut lishma. True, the tefillin have sirtut, maybe they need sirtut, but their sirtut was not done l'shma, it's not machshir the tefillin. Ramban on Argemara talks about on the Avod and Gittin. He quotes those who shown him to say that the only time you need sirtut is if you're writing in block letters, ksav ashuris, if you write the way we do in the script, so you don't need sirtut at all. But a lot of Rishonim seem not to agree. And Yamachmer, even when you write in script, you still should have Sirtut.
How do we pass the Mishnah?
I think the Ramah does quote that Kula. That if you write not the Ksav Ashuris, you don't need Sirtut. I think that's the opinion that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Kula of the Ramban, yeah.
Mechaber
already
has it.
Mechaber has it. Then the Rambam and the Ramban quote from the Gaonim will give a reason why tefillin don't need sirtut. The Gemara says Gemara just makes a statement. Halacha Moshe Messina, Tefillin don't need Sirtu. So the Goyim say, "Mipnei she'em mechufim," because they covered over, because he's so down the bottom. The Yoylam, the mezuzah, is also rolled up, and you can't see it inside. But still, if you want to, the mezuzah can be taken out and opened up. And the tefillin, it's not proper to open that tefillin. That's considered a bizoyin tefillin. Some people consider it a midas chasidus to check the tefillin every chodesh elul. And then you look in the rishonim, they seem to hold that that's not really right. It's a bizoyin tefillin to keep on opening it up. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, tefillin you never have. You have to check it once. And once you check it, we assume it's good for forever and ever. If you wear the tefillin on a regular basis means once a month. Let's say I have a traveling pair of tefillin, and I only wear it once a month when I go by plane. I go somewhere. I always have my tefillin and shul. I wear those tefillin once a month. I don't wake up on time. I go traveling, so I wear this pair of tefillin. So as long as I'm an anical from the Baal Shem Tov, so I have the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin, which no one has been wearing for the last few centuries, and I want to wear the tefillin today. So no one has been wearing it on a regular basis. If you wear it once a month, so then you see that it's in decent condition. It wasn't soaking in water, it wasn't exposed to the sun, it wasn't exposed to freezing ice cold or something. The mezuzah is always exposed to the heat and the cold and the changes in the weather. So mezuzah, the Gemara says, has to be checked. Pamayim b'shavua, twice every 7 years. But it says about tefillin, once you check the tefillin, you know they're kosher, and you wear it on the you wear this pair of tefillin on a regular basis, so then you're not mechuyav to check it, you know what. So the Rishonim seem to say that it's improper to open up the tefillin. More correct is it's a covered tefillin, to leave it the way it is, not to keep on opening it up. So that's the Loshon HaGoinim, they say. The Rambam quotes that. The Rambam and the Ramban, they both quote it. The tefillin, the Halacha Moshe Messina was tefillin, does need sirtim, mipnei she'em mechufim, because it's not oimed lekriya. The only time you need sirtim is if you send a letter, it's oimed lekriya. A mezuzah is also called oimed lekriya. If you want to, you can open up. You don't have to. But tefillin is not supposed to be oimed lekriya, but davka not. So that's a svara to say, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the basic sirtut you need for tefillin as well, just the additional din, I'll call shita v'shita, you don't need. And these Rishonim say, no, you don't need it at all. You see, look in the Rambam doesn't never quotes this Rabbeinu Tam. The tudinim, Rambam says tefillin don't need any sirtut at all. Period. No sirtut at all. Why not? But if you send a letter, you need sirtut. How can it be that tefillin is gara from a letter? The answer is the letter is oimed lekriya. The tefillin is mechufim. The neshei mechufim is not oimed lekriya. The Rambam was hard to press into the Rambam what the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Rambam never said it. The Rambam al pi pasha doesn't hold for these two dinim. There's a dinim the mezuzah needs are called shita v'shita. The others just need shita v'shina. A sirgul midal v'ruch. It doesn't say that. The old tefillin doesn't need sirtut at all because not oimed lekriya. But the Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that tradition from the Goyim. He wasn't aware of that. That's in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, they say like that. So that's the Ramban and the Rambam both quote that from the Goyim. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, what's the story? When is Yom Kippur? What day of the week is Yom Kippur?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? Oh, so we're going to have Shin. Okay.
Tomorrow I'm a little disoriented. Today's Thursday. Okay.